We're holding Parshas Vayera Shlishi. Vayevo Shnei Malachim Sedoma Be'erev. The two angels came to Sodom in the evening. Lot Yoshev Bishal Sodom. And Lot was sitting at the city gates. Vayahu Lot, and Lot saw them. Vayakom Nikatam. He arose towards them. Vayishtachu Apayim Arza. He bowed towards them. So he sees two angels, and yet when the city's overturned, it says one angel overturned the city. So the answer is yes, there were two angels. One came to save Lot, and one came to overturn the city. Vayomer, so Lot says to them, Hinena Adonai, please, my masters, Suhuna, turn please, El Beit Avdichem, to the house of your servant, to my home. Vilinu, and rest, V'achatzur Egdechem, wash your feet, V'ishkamtem Alachtem Le'edakchem, then you'll get up early and go your way. Vayomeru, lo, Kivachov Nalim. They say, no, we're staying in the street. So we know the story, and we'll skip forward to Pasuk Tesvav. They go into the house, he serves them, they run out of salt. His wife asks the neighbor for salt. The neighbor asks, what do you need salt for? She says, oh, my husband, he's bringing all these bad customs. You could tell I married a foreigner. He has all these weird, bad customs. He's bringing in guests. And Lot's wife tells, for the little bit of salt, she tells, and that's why she will ultimately turn into a pillar of salt. Yes, sir.
Why didn't the others bother Lot about having guests?
He hid them. That's why he told them, Sulu, turn off the beaten path. I'll tell you all the tricky hiding places and sneak into my house where no one will see. He tells them, Sulu, not turn to my house. Don't take the regular path. Don't walk up the front door. Okay.
What are Malachim doing asking for salt?
Malachim weren't asking for salt. Lot was asking for salt.
Oh, okay.
Chuchma Hashachar Ala. So the people have surrounded the city. They're trying to attack Lot and his guests. And Lot is saved by the angels. And then the angels tell him, we got to go. And he tries to convince his son-in-laws to go. And of course, his son-in-laws think he's nuts. And it was about the morning star was about to get up, the morning was about to rise. So the angels, they pressured Lot, saying, get up, grab your wife, grab your two daughters that are here, lest you be wiped out with the sin of the city. So it's almost the beginning of the morning, and they're telling him, run. And he's delaying. And then, because he delayed a lot, he wants to save his money. Lot loves his money. So they grab his hand and his wife's hand. Uviad shtev notav and his two daughters' hands. Vechamnat Adonai alav, with God's compassion over him. They took him out and placed him outside the city. And then they tell him, run. And as the morning is going to rise, he's going to reach the city of Tzar. And our sages tell us the city of Tzar was 5 mil. 5 mil from the outskirts of Sodom. And from here we derive that from the beginning of the morning, from Alos HaShachar till the morning is 5 mil. That's what we say. A mil is 18 minutes, right? It takes 18 minutes to walk a mil. 5 of those is 90 minutes. 5 times 18 is 90 minutes. So we say that 90 minutes before the sun rises, before you see sunrise, 90 minutes before that is Alot HaShachar. Because here we see Lot. They took him out of the city as the Shachar Ala, as the morning began, Alot HaShachar, and he reaches Tzohar at Nates. HaShemesh Yatzah Al-Aretz, as the sun got out over the earth, that's what it's going to say in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, and Lot got to the city of Tzohar. Yes, sir?
Why are you deriving the halachic measurement of a person rushing out from a city of destruction?
I didn't follow what you're saying.
Why are we deriving the measurement from the sun?
I don't know if we're deriving it from this story. Theoretically, the rabbis should have been able to measure it. If not for the story, go any morning and see what it.
Everyone walks different.
So we're talking about the average person, the average
so
gate.
We have to derive from the sun.
Okay. I don't know if it's really a derivation. It's a story. So we're saying, look, This story is aligned with this halacha. I don't know if it's really a derivation. I don't think so. As they took him out of the city, the angel told him, "Himalet al nafshecha, run for your life. Al tabit acharecha, don't look back. Al tamod b'chol hakikar, and don't detain throughout the valley here. Ahare himalet pentisaver, run to the mountain, lest you be wiped out with the city." So, Lot wanted to take his money, and they told him, "Be happy, you got your life." And Lot ended up with nothing. Lot is now running from stone with nothing. And that's an interesting message. Sometimes we think, "I'll make money if I do that. I'll make money if I do that." Lot went to stone because it seemed like he would have the best olam hazeh, the best in this world. And how does he leave stone? Penniless. He didn't enter stone penniless. He entered stone a very wealthy man. So we have to remember in life, we are short-sighted. If God tells us this isn't good for us, He knows what He's talking about. We don't know what we're talking about. Sometimes in the short term, it seems like, if only I do this, I'll make money. And in the long term, God knows what's good for us. Pasuk Yudchet, Vayomer Lot Aleihem, Al Na Adonai. Lot says to them, "Please know my master." And here, this is the one time that the word Adni is God. All the other times, it's not holy. Throughout the story of Lot, now he's talking to God. Your servant has found favor in your eyes, and you've done such great kindness with me, God. You've let me live. I am scared if I run to the mountain, maybe the bad things will catch up to me and I too will die. And yeah. I didn't understand.
What bad things will catch up?
So, what's he worried about? So, our sages say that he was worried that if he changes climates, he will die. He says, "I'm used to the climate down below. And if I go up to the mountain, it's going to be harmful for me, the change of the climates." And from here we derive halacha that if a husband wants to change climates, he wants to go to the Swiss Alps, and they used to live down in Yam HaMelech. So let's say not Yam HaMelech, they lived in Silicon Valley. And he wants to move to the Swiss Alps, so the wife can say no. Even though you'll say the Swiss Alps is much better air, but we say no. Bottom line, when you switch locales, you don't know how it will affect you, just like here. Lot was concerned that he was used to living in the valley. If he goes up to the mountaintop, that might harm him.